Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 8:40 on this Monday morning. Coming up later this week, it is the annual Ride of Silence in Port Huron. Joining us right now to talk more about the Ride of Silence, what it is and who's participating, Dan Danner. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I appreciate you coming in and telling us about this, because this is something that's been going on for quite a few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was. There was two women that organized it first back in 2010, and they continued it through 2019. Mm-hmm. Then COVID came along and kind of shut it down for, and you know, then they contacted us, St. Clair County Trailblazers, last year, and we put together a team, and we're organizing it this year, and hopefully we'll be organizing it for years to come.
I want to talk about the event, but you mentioned St. Clair County Trailblazers. What is that?
We're a local Facebook group, basically, and we consider ourselves a family-friendly, easygoing outside activity group. We schedule, throughout the year, we schedule hikes, two or three hikes every week from May through October. We also schedule a kayak outing and a cycling outing every week. So we keep pretty busy.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. The Ride of Silence is it's a worldwide, national, maybe worldwide event, isn't it? It's not just here in Port Huron.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's it was began back in 2003 by a gentleman down in Dallas who's friend was died in a cycling accident, and it's just expanded from then, and it's grown to well, like last year there was 3,875 riders and 203 locations worldwide, 38 states, 11 countries, 5 continents. So it's become very popular. It's been as many as 10,000 to 15,000 people that have participated in some years.
What is the obviously it's this is to remember those that have died in bicycle accidents, right?
Correct, died or been injured. You know, it's you know, we yeah, we want to commemorate them and bring, you know, we, you know, the group basically tries to encourage bicycle safety as long as well as awareness of drivers of bicycles and, you know, the rules for, you know, passing cyclists and what have you.
Yeah, absolutely. And as the season is just getting underway, it's a good time to do that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This is happening on Wednesday in Port Huron. Tell us about the ride itself.
We meet at Lakeside Beach Park. And basically, it's about a 10-mile ride, and it's about 10 mile per hour at the most that we're going. And we're led by a hearse that is provided by Pollock Randall Funeral Home. It pretty much it goes down Gratiot to, you know, and then we go over to the Thomas Edison Parkway down there, down to Pine Grove Park, over to the Main Street, down Main Street to 10th Street, and up 10th to Holland. Mm-hmm. And then hauling across to Lakeside Beach again.
Nice. Nice ride. But different from any other group bike ride in that this is really a kind of a solemn occasion, a slow and a silent ride, right?
Correct. You know, we emphasize it's a ride of silence and nobody is supposed to talk or anything during the ride.
This is happening on Wednesday. What time on Wednesday?
We're going to start gathering at 6:30 to get everybody registered, to get a count of how many people are there, and then we're supposed to take off at 7 o'clock.
As a bicycle rider, what do you want people to, motorists particularly, to be aware of, you know, as we're out there driving with bicycles in the flow?
Basically just be aware and, you know, just to be aware of their surroundings like they always should be, you know, not be texting or, you know, on the phone or whatever while they're driving, and particularly if they see bicyclists or motorcyclists or walkers or anything, that they have to pay attention. And, you know, they're supposed to, when they pass the bicyclists, they're supposed to be 3 feet away from the bicyclist and, you know, be very careful with it.
Anybody's welcome at the Ride of Silence, right?
Correct.
Okay. gathering at 6:30, riding at 7 o'clock at Lakeside Beach Park. And hopefully it'll be nice weather. I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's supposed to be 90 degrees almost on Tuesday and then go drop down to about 50. But,
be a little
you know,
more
cyclists really like, you know, like the colder weather.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't do it. But, you know, as a matter of fact, I did a little, you know, it's one other thing that I did was a little bit of analysis lately. And just locally within Port Huron over the last 5 years, there have been 81 cycling accidents. So it is something that happens quite recently. There's been one death. So
81 bicycle accidents in 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was really surprised about that, too. That's like over one a month. I mean, if you discount the winter months, it's maybe almost two a month. You know, and, you know, it's hopefully, you know, I didn't really do a lot of analysis of it, but hopefully most of them were minor without, you know, too much, you know, things. But it really surprised me that, you know, and I'm just talking about Port Huron mm-hmm. proper.
Yeah, just in the city.
St. Clair County or anything like that. So,
yeah. Wow. Well, and is there something that could be done infrastructure-wise, maybe? More bike lanes, more bike paths?
Oh, yes. You know, they are working, the local communities are working on, you know, making safer bike paths and, you know, the trail up or the bike path on Gratiot is something that happened recently that they put in. It's not separated, so it's not ideal, but it still gives some place for cyclists to ride that, you know, they aren't right out in traffic.
That number, I think, should give everybody pause, everybody that's riding a bike and everybody that's driving a car, too, is that these things do happen, and they happen frequently. So you got to be careful out there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it surprised me, too.
And helmets are required, especially for this ride, right?
Definitely. And as a matter of fact, McLaren Foundation is providing helmets for anybody that doesn't have any.
Nice. Very good. It's the Ride of Silence in Port Huron this Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. gathering at the Lakeside Beach Park along Gratiot. If people want more information or anything, how can they connect with this event?
We have a email set up.
Okay.
ROSPOHO@yahoo.com.
All right. Fantastic. Dan, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate you coming in.
You're welcome.
Dan Danner with us on WPHO. Let's check weather real quick.